Hello and welcome to Evolve Pipedrive Podcast. We talk all things Pipedrive, sales, apps and Pipedrive Marketplace. My name is Bruce Bignall. I only run Evolve. We're a technology consultancy based in the UK, working globally, helping businesses get more out of Pipedrive through implementation, consultancy, training and aftercare. We've recently launched our Evolve Sales OS, a small list of curated apps to help you sell more, along with free masterclass with over 4 hours worth of content from experts at Pipedrive, Surf, Just Call and Outplay. Today, though, I have the pleasure of being joined by Julia Wilkerson, the Chief Alliance Officer at TextLine. Put simply, TextLine is a business texting software built for teams. Now, I'm really looking forward to this conversation for a couple of reasons with Julia. One, because she has a host of experience to share as an entrepreneur, a startup co-founder, to partnerships and alliance leader today. Julia has helped build Stylisted, a platform that enabled 1.4 million beauty professionals to build and manage their freelance businesses, to TextLine, which we'll speak about today. Julia has also worked at Inunity, which bought TextLine about a year ago, which is a people-first acquisition company with a growing portfolio of the best SaaS products. So without further ado, Julia, thank you very much. Please can you introduce yourself and TextLine to our audience?
Absolutely. Thank you, Bruce. I am Julia Wilkerson. As Bruce mentioned, I am Chief Alliance Officer at Inunity, formerly with the TextLine brand, which again was acquired a little over a year ago by Inunity. We now have, I believe, 5 brands under our parent company umbrella, and TextLine is still largely my main focus, as of course that's where I came from, but it's also the partnership department that I built and the relationships that I still continue to manage and grow day to day with the head of our partnerships now.
Very nice. So what does the reach of TextLine look like? So obviously being acquired, was that and has that changed? So are you US based? Is it English speaking only? Just give us an idea of what the reach there is.
Yeah, we are US-based, fully remote now, actually. So I'm in lovely Austin, Texas.
Very nice.
And our team is truly coast to coast. We are primarily based in the US and Canada as far as our customers are concerned, the UK being our third largest market, Australia, New Zealand shortly thereafter, followed by other European countries. Mm-hmm. The software itself is in English. So if you have a working knowledge of English, you should be able to get by. That said, you can text in whatever language you speak or whatever language your customer speaks.
Yes. Yeah, I have seen the platform. It's a really nice UI, but very intuitive. What would you say makes a successful TextLine customer? And are there specific industries that really stand out for you guys?
Yeah, that's a great question. So rather than being vertical specific, we like to focus on our 4 main use cases. So that's going to be sales, support, logistics ops, or internal communication, and marketing would be the 4th. With that said, of course, people want to know, you know, what are examples of companies that are texting? And some of our top industries are home services, very popularly, retail e-commerce, of course. We work with a lot of transportation and logistics companies, real estate, both realtors and also real estate development, finance, healthcare, government. Those are other big ones. And those last 3 are really a sweet spot for us because TextLine is the most secure texting platform on the market. We hold security to the top priority for our company. So we are ensuring that customers in those, you know, more secure, highly sensitive spaces can safely and securely text their customers.
So Julia, that's really interesting. So from a being the most secure on the market, has that always been a case? You know, from design decision days at the beginning, and you mentioned in the government businesses, is that also available to the SMEs as well, right? So because it's not just the large organizations that you're working with, the SMEs and scale-ups, is that still the case being the most secure?
Yeah, absolutely. We are SOC 2 compliant. That's just as a whole company. It's not specific to certain customers that we're more secure. We handle one company's data differently than another. So whether you're a mom and pop shop or, you know, local municipality using text messaging, it's going to be the same level of compliance. As far as our history with being a very secure platform, we were one of the first to become HIPAA compliant, which is very specific to the United States, but it actually, fortunately or unfortunately, was timed right before COVID hit. So the ability to communicate phone, text, email was obviously more prevalent than in person. And
you joined in March of 2020, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Our team saw the future, I suppose. We launched HIPAA compliance in March of 2020, and that really, I think, boosted our progress on the security front. Not to mention, we have a patent around the interface that makes it virtually impossible to send a text to a patient without getting their consent. So we always have our customers' security in mind when it comes to opt-in, consent, things like that.
Yeah, very nice. And as Benny's talking about kind of mom and pop shops to real estate agents to, government agencies, we talk about kind of the need to have a multi-channel approach, right? From calling to emailing to text messaging. Where does SMS fit in that, right? And what are some use cases that are an SME kind of in the B2B space they should be thinking about if they've got their email campaigns, they've got their phone, how should they start to think about SMS?
Sure. No, that's a great question. We believe there's a time and place for every channel of communication, of course. We don't think texting will take over the world, but there is going to be a time when texting is more efficient. So read rates, for example, emails are often deleted. I think there's a 6% response rate to emails, and this data might be a couple years old, whereas texting was near 50% response rate. As far as even looking at a text, it's 98% that someone's going to read the text message, regardless of who it comes from. So just getting eyes on your messaging, texting is going to really give you a leg up. And of course, that'll be important in marketing and, of course, in sales as well. Then there's the convenience factor. So meeting your customer where they are. Folks want to text. Young people want to text. Even older generations are getting on the text train. You don't want to call customer service and be on hold for 20 minutes. But if you shoot out a text and maybe get a response saying someone will be with you in 20 minutes, that's not the end of the world. You go about your day and you wait for that response to continue the conversation. And it's also for the business about efficiency. And I think we touched on this, but you can only be on one phone call at a time. Whereas if your agents are managing text messages, they can be talking to 10 customers at a time and just managing that conversation flow, really increasing efficiency, resolving more customer issues, and cutting down on their workload of writing lengthy emails or picking up the phone, returning phone calls. So you're going to see your team be more productive, more efficient, ultimately happier employees, happier customers.
Yeah, I think that's really, really, really a nice indicator, one-on-one when you're on the phone versus, that one-to-many conversations that you can manage. And that might be, you said sales, support, logistics and ops and marketing were your kind of four big buckets. Mm-hmm. Are there different use cases? Because from my side, who would be leading this charge internally? Who are the early adopters that bring TextLine into your businesses? Is it the person, so people that listen to our podcast, they're either business owners, sales leaders, sales directors, and sometimes there's the aspiring SDR or aspiring someone that's in a company looking to do more with their pipe drive or find a new CRM. So that's the real range that we get as a listening and audience. Who typically ask for their demos your side? What department bring TextLine and, are the champions and push it across the business?
Sure. It depends on who's having the problem that day, right? We are a solution-focused product. We're not just a list of features that we're going to push on you. So what is your department dealing with where texting can help? You could be the head of sales, VP of sales, you know, whatever your title is within your company, and your team is on the phone dialing and smiling, but really low answer rates, hard to schedule a meeting, the connection is just really low. Maybe you want to think of a different channel to reach those customers, and text line could be that channel. You can even create a lead form where someone submits their info, they're interested, and a text is fired out. And that text has a link to schedule a call, or that text just kicks off a conversation with your salesperson. And this is a great example of when text is great and when a phone call is great. You want to get that customer on a call, probably not going to close a deal on text, but texting is going to help you book that first meeting, or texting is going to help you re-engage that customer. Similarly, if you're head of support or success and you're seeing, you know, really high churn, or your team is not being very efficient, there is a huge backlog of emails, they're getting through only a few dozen phone calls a day, and you're worried about efficiency for your team and productivity, you might want to introduce a new channel for them to be more productive, be more efficient. So what we're really here to do is uncover the problems that you're having so that we can help you with a solution to improve your team, improve your overall business. And sometimes that's on us. You might be interested and you might not know how texting can help you. And we're going to needle and get those questions answered where we're uncovering problems that haven't even crossed your mind where texting could be a solution. Other times it's going to be a very frustrated team leader saying, you know, we need help solving XYZ, or there's a very manual process in appointment reminders or something like that that needs to be remedied. We have a ton of no-shows. We want to improve folks confirming that they're going to be somewhere when they say they will. Yeah. So it really depends. But I guess to be very succinct with your question, heads of support, heads of sales, or sometimes we're talking to technical consultants who already know these problems that our customers are having, and they're the ones saying our customer needs to be your customer because texting can be the answer for them.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. Do you have any data around things like using text, you know, following up on proposals? You know, just you mentioned they're kind of no-shows, but is there any data around that? Because I think people will be really fascinated to hear just how impactful it can be, you know, to get that response rate. So to hear a salesperson or a customer success person say, I've called them, I've emailed them, that doesn't mean you've exhausted the channels, right? So they're holding their phone however many times a day, they're picking up their phone however many times a day. Like the text message isn't necessarily that where you get the deal over the line, but you can get feedback, you can you know, nudge it closer to an answer either way, right? So do you have any data on those response rates?
Yeah, response rates in general, I think it's a 45-50% response to text versus 6% to email last I looked. But perhaps more impactful for your audience, we have a lot of great case studies that show improvements in response rates, reduction in hours spent on the phone or sending emails, things like that. So maybe we could link some of those for.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. We'll put those in the description below. What's in the roadmap for you guys? What does the future look like? A lot of people that I've been speaking to, not just this year, but all of last year, talking about AI. Like, where does AI fit into this, right? We've mentioned, and this might be some design decisions for the business to not lean into that because you want to empower reps to manage more things. But where does AI fit into the roadmap, and what are you guys kind of focused on this year?
Yeah, great question. For TextLine specifically, it's not at the top of our roadmap, and sort of for what you touched upon, that we believe texting should be conversational. There should be someone on the other end. We have automations that empower you to be more efficient, that can gather initial data, that can move a conversation along to help your team. But we don't want the full agent customer interaction to feel robotic or like they're talking to a machine in any way. We want them to know there's a person on the other end. With that said, it's not out of the picture. I think there are some other brands under the Inunity umbrella that are exploring that more. But for TextLine, for now, automations are kind of as AI as will be right now. And then who knows what the future holds. But on the larger roadmap, we are really excited to be launching a web chat to text feature soon. So you will be able to use the TextLine web chat product, and before starting a web chat conversation, the end user will input their mobile number. This will allow the conversation to seamlessly move from chat to text. So common gripe with web chat is that if you step away, if you close the window by accident, conversation's gone. The agent will be different when you come back. Every minute you spent is lost. And I know that happens to me consistently. So with the web chat to text feature, if you walked away or closed the window, the agent could fire off a text and you could finish the conversation on your phone or mobile device. So it will not be lost. And then from the TextLine user's perspective, it'll look and feel like a text message. So you won't have to skill up on a new product. It'll just be much of the same functionality, but a really nice perk for your customers.
Yeah, very nice. I think we've all been in the situation where you've got, I don't know how many tabs you've got open at work or wherever else, and you put it to one side. You're like, I think I've just closed it down. Shit.
Exactly. And the agent's like, Julia, are you there? So I'm closing this out.
Yeah.
So how does
TextLine integrate with Pipedrive? So it can be found in the marketplace, is that right?
Yep. When you have a TextLine account, it is a click of a button or two to get the Pipedrive integration going. We do not require professional services. We don't require your team to have huge technical resources to get it going. It's really very simple. So out of the box, you could say.
Nice.
You can find us in the Pipedrive marketplace. You can also find Pipedrive in TextLine's marketplace. So fairly easy to get going.
Yeah, absolutely. And the app itself is, we'll have a demo in the description below as well. It's a really nice integration in the Pipedrive experience itself on the left-hand side. Very, very nice.
Thank you.
So, Julia, can you tell me a little bit about your story, right? So, so far with TextLine, and why you moved into partnerships? Because we spoke a little bit offline about your move into alliance and kind of what that means. Because partnerships is a huge thing now, in the partnerships arena, certainly in the SaaS space. But what does alliance mean to you? And what's that journey so far been with TextLine?
Yeah, happy to share more. I joined TextLine in March of 2020. This was about 7 years after running my own business, which I launched after graduating from business school at the University of Chicago. I wanted to stay in the startup space, but frankly, I was looking for a bit lower stress environment. So it was really important to me that I joined a team with a very strong product, a really strong executive leadership team, funding, of course, in place, all those things that co-founders or founders worry about. I didn't want to have to worry about that anymore. And something I had always loved from running my own business was building business through partnerships. So TextLine was a wonderful fit. Funny timing. It's, I'm sure, many people's story, but I got that call Friday before my first start date, and it was from our COO at the time telling me, you still have a job, but please don't come in. We're going to onboard you remotely.
Have a job, I don't want to see you.
Exactly. It'll probably be for a couple weeks. So I onboarded remotely. I met everyone remotely. I've always been remote with TextLine, which has certainly been unique. But I essentially was the lone person on the partnerships team and was here to build relationships with partners. And initially that was really hinged on our integration partnership. So Pipedrive, voice partners that we worked with, Zendesk, Salesforce, you know, a lot of other folks in the space, creating those relationships, helping our sales team sell more together, co-sell, co-marketing together, but really in the trenches of sales, you could say, and bringing business in the door through predominantly established relationships that our team had already set up based on what we had built from the product perspective. Yeah. Then we started dabbling a bit more into our affiliate programs and agency partners and things like that. But, you know, that was pretty much the extent. And then with the acquisition a little over a year ago, I moved into this chief alliance officer role, which in a way took a step back from direct sales, you know, being on all those deals, pushing them through, working really closely with our sales team, which we still have the head of partnerships who now handles all of that brilliantly. But as chief alliance officer, it's a more strategic role, more high level. Who should we be working with? What's working? What's not? How do we dive deeper? How do we evolve as our partners are evolving? You know, a lot of those questions too, because things are changing every day here, which is kind of wild. So we need to be really flexible. We need to be thinking ahead of what's our next move. You know, are we going into channels, for example? Do we want to work with other voice partners, or where are the demands in the CRM world for us to be in? So recently launching HubSpot was a huge one for us. But that's kind of the, you know, taking a step back from the weeds and being a bit more high level, I'd say, is the difference between head of partnerships and now this chief alliance officer role.
And what, because it's, you were 7 years with Stylisted, and you've, it's, I guess it's four years in this kind of partnerships and alliance role now. What's been the biggest takeaway and lessons that you recommend to other people as your business is growing now? Or would you, yeah, what are the lessons that you would have from that startup world that you've taken into this new world? Apart from the partnerships piece being a huge kind of leverage point.
Yeah, of course. Leaning into technology and into tools that are going to make your life easier, I think is a great lesson that having my own business and being very scrappy and hesitant to invest much in our tools and, you know, what can we do sort of MVP style on our own, even as the company that was around for 7 years, you know, we always had that mentality. And I think when I joined TextLine, I saw how a small investment in a tool like ours can just hugely change how your team is working and improve their lives, their productivity, the experience for everyone on both ends. So I would say invest really wisely in your tech stack. That's like, it's been a huge takeaway now having worked for a product that would be in your tech stack.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree, you know, and review it. It's not, you know, and review those things, which actually, so this is actually a really nice kind of segue. This has been great so far. I've now got a couple of quick fire questions. You can take as long as you want to answer them, but quick fire question. So what is in your sales tech stack and why?
Oh, gosh. I wish our VP of sales was here. we are currently using HubSpot. Yeah. I don't know if I should say that.
Other CRMs are available.
Yes. I believe we're using Dialpad for voice. Of course, our team uses TextLine for text.
Yeah.
And
I guess do you use it quite intuitively across the departments as well?
We do not. Okay. Partnerships. Well, yeah. To be fair, we have a finger on the pulse in HubSpot, but we're not managing the deals, we're more monitoring the deals and involving ourselves when needed. The tool that we use most frequently is PartnerStack, and that is what manages our affiliate and agency partnerships. So that's something very specific to alliances, partnerships that we own. Otherwise, you know, we strict orders that sales, our sales department handles our CRM and we monitor.
PartnerStack is a lovely platform. You know, it's really nice. You know, from just some of the documents you can now have against it. It seems to have an upgrade in the last year or so in terms of what the back end looks like. So text line, favorite use case that you've seen in the 4+ years that you've been there, and that might be the favorite case study or just whatever your favorite use case that you've come across.
I wonder, I mean, I could probably only share what's in a case study since confidentiality is very important to us. I mean, personally, not specific to any customer, but I do love seeing just the pure stats that hopefully listeners here will see when it comes to reducing hours spent, you know, trying to get certain tasks accomplished because they introduce text, or an increase in sales that came from using text. So, you know, we want to see the quantitative metrics that are really impacting our customers and keeping them around. Nothing super specific. I wish there was something like fun or funny that I could call upon, but.
No, but I think you're right in terms of the privacy, probably not right to share too much in that space. What would you say for top tips for someone getting started using SMS? And for those that are using the TextLine platform or others considering the switch to you guys. So for those getting started, some top tips. And for those that are using SMS, how can they leverage SMS more and the TextLine platform more?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you are already using SMS, because this is something we just touched on, lean into your metrics hard to find out how you can go deeper, use more tools to improve your team's efficiency, productivity, your sales numbers, everything. All things that I hope we've touched on, but you know, how many hours are your sales folks on the phone? How many meetings are they getting scheduled? If it's a support team instance, you know, how many tickets are they getting through a day? If you're already texting, understand all of those metrics. And then we're going to want to lean into the tools that we've built that are incredibly powerful that can help your team improve in so many ways. Or maybe it's taking a step back and it's the overall business and you need more reviews, you can send texts for those instead of emails, which is going to be really efficient for you. Or maybe it's gathering more data. You want to send surveys for those. We can do that for you through text and you're going to get more responses. So leaning into metrics, anything you can measure, I'd say that's my advice for someone who's, you know, already got a foot in the door, and let us help you just improve that for sure. If you're just starting out, well done. You're on the right track for sure. As soon as you're up and running, which as I mentioned can be very, very quickly, there doesn't need to be much technical onboarding as far as TextLine is concerned. And that's great because I've used products before where it takes me 3 months to be up and running, and that can be very frustrating. So start right away. Of course, get consent to reach out to your customers before texting them. But once you do, just begin the conversation, lean into it, work with your customer success manager, work with the support team to really utilize the tool. Because that's where we see the most success in our customers, the folks that aren't just sending the occasional one-off text message, but the folks that are really leaning into creating robust automations and setting up announcements that are really helping their team, you know, market an upcoming sale or get those initial meetings scheduled. So go invest your time and let us help you essentially, because that it can, it's really powerful.
Yeah. We will have the demo in the links below. It's a really cool thing. You mentioned that kind of broadcast messaging and the sequences. I think it's a really cool platform. Pipedrive feature requests. What would you like to see on there? There might be a note from the product team here.
Yes. So the big one that we heard about in partnerships forever was the in-app widget. And happy to report, we ticked that box as soon as we could. Pipedrive gave us the green light and we were building it. So that's done now. What a relief. Folks do not have to click between different tabs. And I know that's always a huge gripe. You want your team in one place for the most part. So we've done that. But I did go to my product team and I asked, you know, is there anything else that we want to do with Pipedrive? And the feedback I got was building custom actions, but this would require, I believe, access to Pipedrive's workflow that we do not have right now. So again, bit of a waiting game. And I suppose this is our public request to do that.
Yeah, very nice. Okay. We'll be sure that Pipedrive product team, we know they do listen.
Please and thank you, Pipedrive product team.
Do you have any reading or podcast recommendations? And I'd like to you to approach this in two ways. One, just something that, you know, maybe that you've gifted the most. And two, I'd like to hear, because some that's in the partnership and alliance space, just recommendations there as well. So if you can answer that in two ways, that'd be great.
Well, I don't know if you want this answer. I don't read business books. I got my MBA and that was probably the last time I read a business book. I am an avid fiction reader. And yeah. If I touch a business book, I fall asleep.
It's good to have on the bedside table there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I certainly purchased one a few months ago about company culture and post-acquisition tips and things like that. And it's collecting dust on my desk. So if I can politely pass on this question.
Nonfiction or fiction do you like to lean into and read?
I love thrillers.
Okay.
A lot of Frida. Oh, I'm going to slaughter her last name, but she wrote The Housemaid, Never Lie, The Wife Upstairs, just page turners.
Yeah. You can't read those in bed. You never put the book down.
Well, yeah, I know. Exactly. Exactly. And next to my computer, I have my current book. It's The Shards by Brett Easton Ellis.
Okay.
He's the author of American Psycho.
I knew that name, the triple barrel.
Yep. I think this is his latest.
Okay.
It's about a serial killer in Los Angeles in the 80s. So there's a theme here, yeah. I guess.
Very stylized, his work.
Yes.
Well, lovely. So I mean, Julia, this has been brilliant. Is there anything else that you'd like to touch upon before we finish?
No, I think this has been fantastic. I hope everyone has a better understanding for TextLine in general, how TextLine works with Pipedrive, and how texting, whether it's with us or someone else, but of course, compliant business texting, how that can really improve your day-to-day, your overall business.
Yeah, I think that's really important, right? We're just trying to inspire change here with some of these things. And there are other CRM options. TextLine, really, really nice integration, what I've seen so far. But try sending a text, you know, to get that feedback, to whether it's sales feedback, customer success feedback. Consider using SMS in your business. So That's it for this week, Julia. Thank you for listening to Evolve Pipedrive podcast, where we talk all things Pipedrive, sales, apps, and Pipedrive marketplace. At Evolve, we're a technology consultancy based in the UK, working globally, helping people get more out of Pipedrive and the wider tech stack through implementation, consultancy, and ongoing training. If you found this insightful, please let us know what you think in the comments. Hit like, share with a friend that you think would like this, and let us know your feedback. We do listen to all comments, and thank you very much.